Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir that we started last time. And we saw at the end, tarets of why the Gemara, why Tosis brings from the Yerushalmi, the kasha of let essay be there for lois to say, because they were talking about where only Chodesh was available, there was no matzah shir available. And therefore you have an essay and a lois to say of matzah and eating pas. Matzah and Pesach is one. Eating Pasen Yantav is two, and that's Doicha the Lois is saying essay of Chodesh. Hashem Kain in the Bavli, we're talking about where Matzah Shir is available. So in Mela, the only essay you have that's Doicha is Matzah, Hashem Kain Pas. You don't have to be come out Doicha to Doicha Lois. There's not a Kasha, because one essay is not Doicha Lois saying essay. Okay, so now we can be Miyashi of the Kasha of the Tam HaMelech. Tam HaMelech asked, how come Rashi brings a Tziyu in the Gemara that you're eating the Gemara says you're eating Chodesh for 6 days. So Rashi says, but if you hold like the Tzukim, then you're only eating Chodesh for 1 day if Pesach falls out on Monday, and the last day of Pesach is going to be Sunday. Only on Sunday you're eating Chodesh. So, frakti kam melech, bring a bigger Chodesh. Tell me that you're not going to be eating Matz at all if Pesach falls out on Sunday. If it falls out on Sunday, then Mimach was the Shabbos is the next Sunday, and it's not Pesach anymore. Why does Rashi give it to you in Pesach Matzah one day, give it to you in Matzah any Matzah at all? Vapizeh, Shali Hashem, the Shuv. Anachnu hochim el oro ve'al pi torato, shel Marein v'Rabbeinu. Hakoyen yigodu v'tzin hakoyen kan. Az yesh li Hashem et kushiyat ha'tam ha'melech. Now, why? Because that we darshan shisha men ha'chodesh v'loi shiva, and we don't say esed eich ha'lois to say, we darshan 6 days you eat from Chodesh, but not 7 days. Because Esa is not Doicha Lois, it's there from the first day of Pesach. You can't eat Chodosh. It's because the essay of Achilas Matzah is an essay Koidem Adibur, like we spoke about in the previous year. And an essay the Koidem Adibur is not before Matan Torah, and Matzah is not Doicha an essay Shel Achar Adibur of Chodosh. Ah, what about the fact that Achilas Pas and Yantif is Doicha Lois of Chodosh? Now, Achilas Pas is an essay shel achar adibur. So let that be derech adolos to say of Chodesh. So we still have essay derech adolos to say. The answer is not true, because Chodesh is an essay and adolos to say. So one essay is not derech adolos to say in an essay of Chodesh. One essay is not doicha an essay and a loisay of Chodesh. Chodesh is an essay and a loisay. So you can't say that the essay of Achilas Pas and Yamtif will be doicha the loisay of Chodesh, since an essay shalachar adibur, because it's only one essay. And that's not doicha the loisay an essay of Chodesh. Now the Pnei Yoshua in Pesachim Chav Ches Amid Beis Yom Raskel B'Shal Sheyeshna writes that according to Reb Shimon, all 7 days is a mitzvah Achilas Matzah. Kepashta Dekra. When it says 7 days, it's Kepashta according to Reb Shimon. And so writes the Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak in Simon Samach Beis, and the Tshuva Kol Aryeh in Simon Lamed, the Tshuva Chasim Sofer, Yeredei Kuf Tzadi Aleph Divor Maschil Ma'ishna, Mashkosu Atosvus. The Chasim Sofer writes down that it's Kuni Ala Torah. There's a mitzvah matzah all 7 days. It's only a chov the first night. Shuv Bin Yetzia Nachadash is Ma'aseh Rav. The name of the Gra. That's what it's a chima for some. In the name of the Gra. That all 7 days are a mitzvah, and it's only a chov on the first night. I am a domestic Eliezer. Be your Agor Chaim Tufnim Gimel Siv Kut Yedali. Shuv is Meishiv Davar Yeridei Siman Ayin Zayin. Magen Avram Tuf Reish Lam Tes Siv Kut Mem Hey. Name of the Ma'aril. Chasim Sofer al Sugis Yerushalayim Tafresh Nun Gimel. Dibur Maskel Shivas Yam Be'er Avram Ipsachim Daf Lamed Hechem Nisrael Mitzisikum Mufes Ma'ar Sham Chelik al Fresh Nes. And in the journal Hama'asef Simon Tafresh Ayin Beis. So you have all of these sources that talk about this inyan of Matzah being a mitzvah all 7 days. And if so, that according to the Paisusim, that Mimachos HaShabbos means after, that means Sunday, means after Saturday, So we could say that the essay of achilas matzah can be doicha the loisase of chadash if he has no other matzah all 7 days before a korbas haomer. It would come out then that according to the Baisusim, that mimachros haShabbos means Sunday after Shabbos Bereshis, we can say that the essay of achilas matzah will be doicha the loisase of chadash if he has no other matzah all 7 days before that korbas haomer. Because even though Shibbos Yom HaMatzah Tochel is only a mitzvah of Roshus, and we see in Chiddush Rabbi Kivei Gorachayim Simin Yitziv Kod Yigimu, that a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis is not doicha loisasei. However, in the Kovet Ta'aretz of Agoyim, Reina Rabbi Chanan Vasserman, he brings Shitas HaRavid, that women are allowed to wear Shabbos on their tzitzis, even though women are pterus mitzvah say the tzitzis, but since they're wearing it, they're makayim a mitzvah, so we say by women also that's doicha loisasei. So it's not a chiyuv that's doicha, but it's a kiyum. And see also in the Shalmi Simcha, the delicious Shalmi Simcha, in the Chelek Dalet and Siman Yud Aleph. And if so, Hachanami, Hamitzvah Shal Achilas Matzah Kol Shiva, Afilu She'en Achiyuvi. So the mitzvah of eating matzah all 7 days, even though it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, we can say according to Rebbe Elchanan, that, based on the Ravid, the women are wearing shanis in their tzitzis, we can say that the mitzvah of achilas matzah kol shiv, even though it's not chiyuvis, is derech the loss to say of chadash. If he has no other matzah to eat, so let him eat this matzah, and it's derech the matzah of chadash. It's derech the yisur of chadash, because esli derech loss to say. However, we go back to the Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, you can't say that. Why? Because ain't essay the koydim adibur doicha loisase the lachar adibur. And mitzvah matz is essay of koydim adibur. So matz is not doicha chadash. However, there's another, because it's koydim adibur. But there's another issue over here. There's achilas pas. Achilas pas in yantav is mitzvah d'araisa. And that's doicha the loisase of chadash. Ah! So now I have essay doicha loisase mitzvah achilas pas in yantav. That's doicha the loisase of chadash. Not matzah. Pas. But Chadash is an essay in a loisasei, as we spoke about in the previous year. And one essay is not derech a loisasei in an essay of Chadash. But if Pesach falls out on Sunday, so Shvi Shel Pesach is going to be on Shabbos. And then there's going to be a mitzvah of Achilas Pas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is two mitzvahs. Right? Let's say Pesach falls out on Sunday. So if Pesach falls out on Sunday, what's the seventh day going to be? Shabbos. And then there's going to be a mitzvah, Gam Mitzad Shabbos and Gam Mitzad Yom Tov to eat Pas. So it's two mitzvahs. So it's two essays. And two mitzvahs is Doche, Alois is saying an essay according to the ritual that we saw in the previous shir, which in Bab Tzia Lamed Aleph. And if so, for and for the Kasha, the Tama Melech. What did the Tama Melech ask? The Tama Melech asked, that why does Rashi give it siur when showing that the Baisusim can't be correct? Because the Pasuk says to eat matzah for 6 days, and according to them, if Pesach falls out on Monday, then you're only eating matzah for 1 day. Why not say a bigger chiddush? That if Pesach falls out on Sunday, you're not going to be eating matzah at all min achadash, because Pesach's going to end before you get to Sunday, before you get to Machatzah Shabbos. And the first day you can't eat it because it's you haven't yet poured the carbon omer. So you're never going to be eating matzah min achadash. So why doesn't the Rashi give that tzir? Why doesn't he give the tzir of Monday when Pesach falls out on Monday? It's even bigger. It's even better. Now you're only going to be there's a matzah you're only eating 1 day. So basically, if I'm correct, the tzir not eating at all. So the answer is the Rashi couldn't say that Pesach falls out on Sunday, because then Shvi Shel Pesach is going to be on Shabbos. And Shuv, if he only has matzah of Chadash, according to the Baisusim, that you bring the Omer only on Sunday, so we could say that the two mitzvahs of Achilas Pas of Shabbos and Yom Tov are Derecha the Loisase in the essay of Chadash. And your lad eat matzah of Chadash and Shri Shal Pesach al Tosei Derecha Loisase. So it's going to come out then that you are going to be eating. It's not that you're never going to be eating matzah. You are going to be eating matzah on Shabbos. On the last day, you are. Now, to be honest, say Rashi, why don't you tell us a bigger chiddush? Don't tell us a chiddush where there's a tzi or where there's a scenario. You're only eating matzah one day when Pesach falls out. The first day of Pesach is on Monday. The only day you're going to be eating matzah, according to the Beis Susim, is on Sunday. And the pasuk says you're eating 6 days, and according to this tzi, you're only eating one day. Say a bigger chiddush. Pesach falls out on Sunday. And then can't eat the first day because it's you haven't yet brought the Omer. And when are you yes bringing the Omer? The following Sunday. The following Sunday's Pesach's already over. So there'll be no days you're eating matzah from the new crop. So why didn't Rashi say that to you? The answer is no. Because if Pesach falls out on Sunday, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that Friday night is going to be a mitzvah. It's going to be a mitzvah on Friday night to eat matzah. Sai mitzvah Shabbos. Sai mitzvah Yom Tov. Because the mitzvah Achilas Pas and Shabbos is Achilas Pas and Yom Tov. So those are two mitzvah essays. And those two mitzvah essays are Takadocha, the essay and the Lois essay of Chodesh. So Rashi lo yam arviach klum b'seh. Rashi wouldn't have gained anything by saying that word. Because if Rashi says that Pesach starts on Sunday, so then they're eating matzah for one day. And if Rashi says Pesach starts on Monday, they're also eating matzah one day. If Pesach starts on Monday, they're eating matzah on following Sunday. And if Pesach starts on Sunday, then they're eating matzah on Shabbos. Because of Esei Deicha Lo Yisaseh. So Rashi wouldn't have gained anything by telling us the tzir of Pesach falling out on Sunday, because also in that case, you can eat matzah one day. So he says, Monday also you're eating one day, you're eating the following Sunday. But according to this, then in Rashi's tzir, you're eating matzah on 2 days. You're eating matzah on Sunday because you already brought the Omer, and you're also eating matzah on Friday night because the mitzvah of on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Pas, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. There are two mitzvahs in Esei Deicha Lo Yisaseh. So really, there are two days. So why did Rashi say you're only eating one day? Rashi writes, "Long Kol Pesach B'Sheni B'Shabbos Lo Sabi Yom Rad Lachar Shabbos Nishlo Tocha Matzah Chodesh Alo Si Yom Levade." You're only eating Chodesh on that day alone. You're only eating Chodesh on the following Sunday. What about on Shabbos? You're also eating Chodesh on Shabbos because of Esei Deicha Lo Yisaseh. So it could be, to a Poshet, that Ein Hachinami, but that's only with the Chiddush of the Ritva. The two essays, the Deicha and Esei and Lo Yisaseh. Now, obviously, not everyone holds the Chiddush of the Ritva. That's why it's a Chiddush of the Ritva. So without the Chiddush of the Ritva, if Pesach falls out on Monday, then you're only eating one day of Matzah. And then the Kashan Rashi is, what if I say Sunday? So Sunday, you could say, okay, it's not going to help me very much because then we can come on to the Chiddush of the Ritva, and it's also going to be one day. So either way, it's going to be one day, whether you accept the Ritva, don't accept the Ritva. So lo yirvachnu, as memeila, Rashi just says, the Pashat Tzir, you don't have to come on to Esei Deicha Lo Yisaseh. Pashat Pesach starts on Monday, and therefore the next Sunday you're eating matzah, but no other days, and that's why the Beis Yosef can't be correct, because the pasuk says you're eating matzah for 6 days, and here you're only eating it for one day. Okay, Hadvarim hayu meirim, and Beis Hashem, we have another mahalach in the Makne, and anachnu Bezrat Hashem, nere od neflaot Bezrat Hashem, azani yisharu imanu, v'namshich b'pam haba'a, b'neder, shalom shalom.